In Jeremiah 10:23, this is what he began to ponder. He thought about this, and he recognized in his own life that he didn't get to where he was by himself. He's borrowed a lot in his past. He's borrowed from other people. He's borrowed from others, and he's going to continue to borrow. And he says in verse number 10:23, O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. You know, that simply is saying that every single one of us, all of us, every one of us has been influenced by someone or something in our past. Amen. And influenced by people in our present. It's not in Tommy to even know the way that he walks. Somebody helped Tommy, taught Tommy, learned Tommy, educated Tommy. Somebody helped me and has given me the insight to be able to do what I do. I may not do it as good as the next man does it, but somebody else helped that man do what he does, or that woman do what they do. None of us have gotten to where we've gotten by ourselves. Y'all know there's really, what Jeremiah's saying, there's none of us as independent as we think we are. You ever get that away where you just think you're your own man, doing your own thing, going your own way? Well, Jeremiah gives us a little insight. None of us are as independent thinkers as we really think we are. We've all been influenced. Logan has been influenced by people. Brother Shannon, myself, Mr. Bug, we've all been influenced by our parents. We've been influenced by our society. We've been influenced by our culture. We've been influenced by our community. We've been influenced by our preachers. We've been influenced by the Word of God. And he's simply saying that all of us have borrowed from others. All of us. There's none of us that stands in here today that can say that we've come up to the place where we are by ourselves. Nor do we know how to take the next step by ourselves. Somebody let us borrow something from them for us to take the next step in life. Are you with me? Now the key is this. What are we going to do with what we borrowed? See, when we take what we borrowed and we bring it to Jesus. And what we borrowed is like what Jesus did with that bread that day. It's blessable. He blessed it. It's breakable that he can use it. And then what we find is that he took that very bread and it becomes shareable when we bring it to the right person. None of us can feed the people of God except from borrowing from somebody else. Amen. We just need to bring it to Him so that He can bless what we borrowed, break what we borrowed, and then share what we borrowed with other people. Amen? Think about that for a moment. Leading and shepherding your own children, leading and shepherding those on the job in the community, leading and shepherding a community or church, we're all borrowing bread. We're all borrowing fish. We just need to bring it to Jesus. Amen. Let Jesus bless it. Let Jesus break it. Let Jesus share it. And it makes a difference in people's lives. He took something so small and so insignificant, but because it was blessed, because it was broken, and because it was shareable, what did he do? He fed probably 15 or 20,000 people that day with just 5 loaves and 2 fish. You see, it doesn't take a whole lot for Jesus to do a lot with it. You just need to give it to him. I need to give it to him. Amen?
Amen.
There's a few things that we need to look at, though. Think about this bread for a moment. It was edible. If you're going to give it to Jesus, it needs to be edible. It needs to be consumable. It needs to be usable. It was usable. They took that bread, those fish. It was blessable. It was breakable. And it was shareable. He could share it with others. And we got to remember that. We want to give Him things that are acceptable, usable. Things that He can break and distribute. Things that He don't mind blessing. And when He does that, then it's shareable. And if it's shareable, it's going to have an influence on somebody else.
Amen.
So what we find, this helps me in this story about him feeding these people. Why? How many of you want to feed people with the things of God?
Amen.
How many of you think that, well, I don't have a whole lot that he can use to feed? Does it take a whole lot? Did it take a whole lot that day? Doesn't take a whole lot if it's edible or usable, if it's blessable, if it's breakable, and if it's shareable. It doesn't take much at all. So I need to realize this. I need to realize, number one, that Jesus is enough. Number two, I need to realize I am enough in Jesus. Number three, I need to realize I have enough in Jesus to be usable. And number four, I simply need to realize that we have enough together in Jesus to be usable. It doesn't take a whole lot for him. He just needs it in his hands. He just needs to bless it so that he can break it so that we can share it. Amen?
Amen.
You don't have to have a whole lot. It doesn't take a lot of money. It doesn't take a lot of food. It doesn't take a lot of knowledge. It just takes a vessel that's willing to be broken so that it can be shared. That God can use us to have an influence on a few or a multitude, if that's what he chooses. Amen?
Amen.
Doesn't take a whole lot. Why? Because God, number one, he can do whatever he wants with his own creation, can't he? He can sure make it stretch.